This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Martinez live.
Science and logic do their best to tell me how, but they fail at telling me why. I need someone bigger, someone that loves me, to talk to me. Let's go. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. A love so bold to see a revolution. Somehow, my hands are ready, my feet are ready, my heart is ready. Let's go. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. A love so bold to see a revolution. Somehow, now I'm lost in your freedom, and this world I'll overcome. My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Roaring, he's roaring. Let hope arise and make the darkness high.
Hallelujah.
My faith is dead. I need a resurrection somehow. But I'm lost in your freedom. And this world I'll overcome. My God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Roaring,
roaring.
He's roaring.
And the fire falls. Father, come shake the ground.
Shake the ground with the sound.
A revival.
Revival.
Say it one more time. We need your fire. Cause our hearts are cold.
Shake the
ground.
We
need you now.
Revival.
Say that one more time. If we ever needed you before.
Out of great tribulation, and they have washed their robes,
and made them white in the blood of the Lamb forevermore.
Bill Martinez live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, great to have you along with us. Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us. I got to tell you personally, I have such high regard for Jerome, for what he has done in terms of going out there and pursuing the truth, reporting on the truth, doing all the hard work, the investigative hard work that is so necessary today, especially in this world of fake news that we're inundated with. And I appreciate his dedication to the truth and, as I mentioned, all the hard work. He worked for 12 years as a senior staff reporter for WND.com, previously WorldNet Daily, from 2004 through January 17. He is now with InfoWars. He is the Washington Bureau Chief for InfoWars with Alex Jones. And Dr. Corsi, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, as always. How are you?
Bill, it's great to be back with you. Thank you.
Well, I want to talk about your new book, Killing the Deep State, reveals who really controls the U.S. and the secret plan to destroy President Trump. What your book does is it really congeals a lot of what's out there. I mean, and this is the thing that with any kind of news reporting is you get a lot of loose threads. But this is why we rely on people such as yourself, and, you know, we've kind of given up a little bit on the mainstream media, because although there's still some investigative reporters, unfortunately, the agenda is so driven that we're getting a biased perspective. And that's not to say we don't hold biases. I mean, we all do, but, you know, we would hope that at the end of the day we could get to the point that where it, you know, we get true reporting and we're out of the dogmatic. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense, Bill. And there's still facts that have to be contended with, and I try to start at the facts without judgment about them and see where the facts lead. And this book, Killing the Deep State, both reveals a plot that the hard left Democrats launched with operatives in the CIA, Department of Justice, the FBI, to deny Donald Trump a victory in 2016, and then if he did win, to impeach him.
Mm-hmm.
And the book goes beyond really laying out that case and explaining how, you know, the deep state really concocted what amounted to a coup d'etat plan.
Mm-hmm.
The book also shows how Donald Trump is fighting it and needs to fight it. I mean, I have spent an enormous amount of time when I was in my younger career.
Mm-hmm.
Working in public relations, how I worked my way through college, and I was trained by Edward Bernays, who was
mm-hmm.
one of the most prominent creators of public relations and
mm-hmm.
one of the most brilliant analysts of propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And as I point out, that this Russian narrative, this Russian collusion narrative, is a propaganda attack, disinformation, because
exactly
there's no evidence that supports that Donald Trump colluded with Russia. The evidence is overwhelming that Seth Rich was the one who stole from within the Democratic National Committee and John Podesta emails. Even Admiral Lyons makes that in a very convincing article he just published this weekend, that
mm-hmm.
case. And but you know, the problem with a propaganda attack is if you can't answer it with the truth.
Right.
So, you know, Donald Trump says there's no evidence that I colluded with Russia. Well, so Mueller and the Democrats say we'll find the, we just haven't looked hard enough yet.
That's
we'll
right.
find
yes.
it.
Yeah, it's like global warming. You know, we just keep we'll make a case somewhere down the line. We just don't have enough time.
Yeah, the facts don't support us right now. We'll just keep looking until we can find or create facts that look like we're right. And so the way you defeat it is the way that I think Donald Trump has launched a counterattack. And, you know, really the point of killing the deep state is how we expose this corruption to the American people, this cancer, intelligence agency-driven cancer within the government and the corruption of our Justice Department, justice system. How we defeat it is Donald Trump has systematically pointed out the contrary evidence that undermines the Democratic Party position. In other words, it's very shocking to find out that the FBI, the Department of Justice, advanced this Fusion GPS memo written by Christopher Steele, a Brit, that was paid for by Hillary Clinton. It was opposition research. They did not tell the FISA court that the FBI and Department of Justice could not independently verify that this dossier was true in any respect.
Right.
And yet they get permission to start electronic surveillance on Donald Trump's campaign through one individual, Carter Page, who I still think was an operative of the Department of Justice and, you know, a paid undercover agent. So they start electronic surveillance on Page, and then anybody Page talks to can be also under electronic surveillance.
Right.
And then that expands until you've got virtually Donald Trump's entire campaign and his transition and 6 months into the administration under NSA, CIA, Democratic-controlled Department of Justice, electronic surveillance, which I think is unconscionable.
Right. Well, not to mention unconstitutional. But, Jerome, let's go back here just a moment. The situation with the deep state, you know, we're focused on it now because Donald Trump has been a force in terms of unveiling exposure. He's been an exposing force in our government. The deep state, has it not existed, you know, for years? I mean, you could probably even, you and I have discussed this before, could even say there was a deep state around that could be associated with the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Well, I think, Bill, that was the first time we became aware as Americans that there was a shadow government. And the evidence that has come out since the JFK assassination has made it clear how the deep state works to create this official narrative, this cover story, you know, a crazy nut does the killing, Reed Lee Harvey Oswald, with a weapon that even the Italian army couldn't shoot anyone with during World War II, Reed Mannlicher Carcano rifle, and then he suddenly gets killed.
Yes, right.
And, you know, so the Patsy story, and that's the official narrative, and anybody who disagrees with it is immediately branded as a kook, a conspiracy theorist, a nutcase.
Right.
And then we find out, you know, for instance, that, yes, the CIA has been dealing drugs in the Vietnam War, and it was continuing to deal drugs, and even through Iran-Contra. I mean, what about the drugs flown into Arkansas from Colombia when Bill Clinton was governor? We find this information that is produced by credible journalists that the mainstream media ignores, but yet important scholars, Dale Peter Scott, for instance, whom I referenced, points out this is the deep state, the shadow government at work.
Exactly. And in their wake are bodies. You mentioned Seth Rich. I mean, probably the most recent body that seems to run in the shadow of the deep state. And anything that, boy, I'll tell you, I don't know of anybody that you could meet that has bodies in their wake. And the Clinton family, it just in terms of reasonableness and consideration, Jerome, this is bizarre, isn't it?
It is, Bill, very much. It demands investigation.
Well, we're talking with Jerome Corsi, best-selling author, and more from him on his new book, Killing the Deep State, reveals who really controls the U.S. and the secret plan to destroy our president, Donald Trump. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, and we're here to keep it up front and, help you remember that it is the basis of this country. And you have to understand how the Constitution, it's a war on the Constitution. It's the war on conservative thought. And I would say on the institutions that you and I grew up with and we held dear, and they're all being challenged. And, we're talking with Dr. Jerome Corsi, as I mentioned, New York Times bestselling author, and we're talking about his new book, but also, you know, to the way our culture, the way our institutions are being attacked are incredible. And, of course, a recent example of this is Google. Google went after Dr. Corsi, and they canceled his channel, his YouTube channel, because what this comes down to is, you know, a violation of our First Amendment right. But this doesn't stop. You know, it doesn't stop these people and people who believe that somehow we need to have our thoughts controlled and speech controlled, you know, from operating. Dr. Corsi, tell us about what happened with YouTube.
Well, they started, you know, taking down my various videos. I had only been really posting for about 3 weeks, really doing this decoding of this intelligence agent who's service, this QAnon, this Q intelligence agent. And then they just canceled my account. I found 3 o'clock in the afternoon, my Gmail no longer worked. I was linked to the Google email, and then I had to reestablish that. And then the YouTube account was canceled with no explanation, no attempt to really argue with them. And I blasted them on Twitter. I blasted Eric Schmidt and the others because there was censorship going on. And
exactly.
They had brought in the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is, you know, famous for hating everybody that in any way is conservative or libertarian. And so the next day, I guess Google didn't want to fight because I was in the process, and pretty well we had taken it to the president. And I think there's going to be repercussions of this in the a demand for an Internet Bill of Rights, which I'm pushing.
Right.
That we need to have the First Amendment apply to the Internet. These content giants in Silicon Valley with their hard left ownership and leadership cannot exclude, not in the United States, not while we still have the First Amendment, conservatives and libertarians from their space or participating in the dialogue. This was an attempt to get, I think Google and YouTube wanted conservatives, all the libertarians, InfoWars, off the internet before the midterm elections.
Exactly. Yeah, this is very dangerous, ladies and gentlemen, what happened here. And thank God for Dr. Corsi that he did go after him. And now Google has since reversed their position, correct?
Yes, I think Google decided it was probably better not to fight. I said, you know, Eric Schmidt, you know, who's the creator of Google largely, I said, you know, you want to rumble, let's rumble, let's fight. You pick your back alley, sure, pick it.
Right.
Let's get over there now, let's duke it out.
Yeah.
Let's take it into the federal district court right now. Let's take it into the FCC and the Federal Trade Commission because we need an Internet Bill of Rights. And if you don't believe in that, let's duke it out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they live to come back and torment somebody else another day. They just ran up against the wrong hombre, Dr. Corsi, and you put them in their place. But, you know, the Bill of Rights will go a long way. An Internet Bill of Rights would go a long way, you know, for all of us freedom-thinking patriots that want to support free speech. I mean, this isn't, you know, for goodness sakes, this isn't Berkeley, you know.
We don't need a cultural revolution from, if the Democratic Party wants to become a socialist or European-style communist party, fine, they'll marginalize themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But in the process, don't kill the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And they're intolerant, they don't want to hear anybody's speech except their own ideological dribble.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine, I'm happy to debate their ideological point of view, but I'm not happy to be censored out of YouTube, which is a major megaphone on the internet, and if Eric Schmidt thinks he can get away with that, I'm happy to expose, and I'm in the process now of exposing, every click you make goes right to the CIA, because Google was created by the CIA, it worked with Hillary's campaign,
right,
and is providing all the information the NSA has got on its PRISM system to micro-target every individual American in the country, and you might as well say Google equals CIA. That's the theme I'm now investigating. And Eric Schmidt wants to fight. Let's duke it out.
Well, back to your book, Killing the Deep State, reveals who really controls the U.S., the secret plan to destroy President Trump. As you laid out in our earlier segment, Jerome, you have this shadow government that has been in operation, if the truth be known. I mean, you and I just even went back to JFK. You might even say it's been going, I mean, you could probably say from day one of our history, there were antithetical forces to this great American experiment. They have laid low and they have strategically taken control of key institutions. And, man, I'm telling you, it's like we are surrounded and the lights are coming on. Thank you very much, Donald Trump. And we're seeing that we have people all dressed up like, you know, like patriots and, you know, God-fearing Americans. And these are people with an alternate agenda.
Well, this whole New World Order crowd thinking that the United States of America is a nice little transitional experiment that needs to be abandoned in favor of international control. The international bankers, I mean, we've had various bouts of it. The 1913 Woodrow Wilson was a major chapter in the internationalism.
Exactly.
You know, we have the Federal Reserve and income tax as a result of this. I think Donald Trump, given enough time, is going to attack and destroy both of them. You know, Donald Trump understands that along with the underlying forces of this New World Order, you know, and it's left and right. The Bushes were much on the CIA New World Order as anyone. And it comes with a corporate press. It comes with a Pravda. It comes with the mainstream media that's told what to print, that lies, that covers up, won't investigate the news, won't get deep into what's truly happening. I mean, that's where, you know, I've found my career on working with Joseph Farah, working with Alex Jones. We're a disruptive media because we demand the investigation produce the truth.
Right. Well, you're not beholden. You're not beholden to these entities that are controlling your career and in some cases even your life that are interested primarily in the truth, whether it's Alex or Joseph Farah. I mean, this is why even with our show, as independent as we are, you know, because I have authors that come on, Jerome, and they go, you can talk about that? And I go, well, yeah, why? What? He goes,
right, exactly.
Bill, I you don't know how many thousands of people in shows that I go to, I am told I can't talk about that. I go, well, here, we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. So this is why I guess you and I have been joined at the hip almost instantly from the first time we met.
Well, that's correct. That's right, but we share the same dedication to the Constitution of the United States and the values therein and to the truth. And, yes, the mainstream media, you'll be told what your script, you'll be handed the script.
Yes.
You deviate from that, your career's over.
Right.
You know, your chain will be pulled, even on Fox. And increasingly, they have to be fair and balanced, means we get flooded with ideologues on the left and have to, you know, basically screen out half of what Fox is showing even today.
Exactly.
The point is, this is the point of my book, of the killing of the deep state, is that if we're going to recover, we need a second American Revolution, and it's in the process. And I know no one better than Donald Trump to lead it. He didn't need the job. He's a brilliant man. He's got great courage, and he's going to set us back on the path of the Constitution.
But he needs reinforcements. He needs help, Jerome. This is the thing. And whether it's so-called Republicans and independents, freedom, truly freedom-loving, truth-telling, people committed to the constitutional values of our founding fathers. We need patriots to come forth and come alongside this president. Not that he's perfect, but we can all serve a need to the ultimate end of getting this country back on track, don't you say?
Yes, in my book, Killing the Deep State, calls on patriots, anonymous patriots, people all over the nation who will rise up and defend the Republic.
Well, Dr. Corsi, we're out of time. Thank you again for the book. We appreciate it and the time on Bill Martinez Live.
This report is brought to you by Salix Pharmaceuticals, one of the largest specialty pharmaceutical companies committed to the prevention and treatment of gastrointestinal diseases.
My name is Dr. Howard Franklin, Vice President of Medical Affairs at Salix Pharmaceuticals. April is IBS Awareness Month, and we want to shed light on a common disorder of the intestines that is believed to affect more than 16 million Americans. irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea, also called IBS-D. Symptoms of IBS-D often include abdominal pain and diarrhea. Living with IBS-D can impact daily life, including forcing people to stay home from work or avoid situations where they would be too far from a bathroom. Up to 75% of individuals with IBS may be undiagnosed. If you experience abdominal pain and diarrhea, don't suffer in silence. Talk to your doctor about IBS-D.
For more information and resources, visit letstalk-2.com. Again, that's letstalk-2.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Martinez Live. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. And now you can connect with any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this great country of ours or around the world via shortwave. It's all right there for you. Hey, with us right now, we've got a special guest, Stephanie Miller, leader of the Sexy Liberal Resistance. That's what her publicist says. It's not me. But what I've known of Stephanie, and I used to listen to her when she was in Los Angeles at one of my former radio stations that I used to work at. I know sometimes, Stephanie, especially these days in the age of political correctness, you mention sexiness, and that sometimes can be, you know, a bit condescending. And I'm only saying that because that's what your publicist wrote, because I know that you have more than just the sexy side of yourself to offer.
It has got to be true.
Yeah, exactly.
And when has a PR guy ever lied?
Yes, right, exactly. So it has. Okay, so we'll let it stand there. But, hey, congratulations on the podcast that has been garnering followers from both sides of the aisle, which I think is a welcome experience. And we have to have both sides talking if we're going to get this country back on track, don't you think?
Bill, listen, Donald Trump presidency, it entails a lot of drinking and swearing on both sides of the aisle.
Right.
If you listen to what people say that Republican congressmen say behind closed doors. So that's why, Bill, we debuted at number 16 in the whole country. We just debuted Friday with Rob Reiner as my guest.
And, oh, excellent. I like him. We talked to him a couple of weeks ago, and I like Rob's mind. I know he's, you know, as far as the band is concerned, obviously, this is a conservative show. He's liberal. All points of view are welcome. I believe that if we're going to get this back on track, we need to have some sane moments. And you've been able to, as you say, bring this all together with a happy hour experience, which I think might be the antidote that we needed.
Well, Bill, let me just say that the things that most people are yelling at their televisions about Donald Trump are not safe for FCC airwaves. So that's where the...
You remember those days? You remember those days when there was so much that was unsafe with FCC? But now it's like, I'm all confused, Stephanie, anymore.
I had an Emmy-winning writer say, like, I've won I don't know how many Emmys for writing, and all I do is yell F, 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 F at my television.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so we were just...
People just kind of said, you know, they want to know, you know, what it's like when I'm just hanging out with my celebrity or comedian friends and, you know, talking like real people do at cocktail hour. So, you know, just it's sort of an uncensored FCC-free version of the radio show.
Well, it's kind of nice because I think that that's somewhat of the challenge is when our speech is hampered, you know, like you, we believe in the First Amendment and,
right.
you know, think that that's what allows free ideas and thoughts to happen out there. I mean, Lenny Bruce said, look, you need us crazies out there, right?
Yeah. As my 95-year-old Republican Trump voting mom says, oh, Steffi, I don't know why you have to work so blue. So this does not have a 5-star review from my mom, but pretty much everyone else.
Well, what is it that it's attracting both sides, particularly conservatives? Is it just the idea that they can have a normal conversation and not feel like they've got to be so concerned about political correctness? Is that what's drawing them?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think it's, you know, people are, I think, get a little tired of the sort of the same old punditry and all that stuff. And, you know, want to talk the way most people do at the bar or at their house, you know, when they're talking about politics and life in general, you know, and it's not necessarily just politics, too. We get into personal stuff as well. So it's, we've been really shocked, Bill, at how, because, you know, we've had no, up till now, publicists know nothing, and we had two number one comedy albums, The Best of Happy Hour Volume 1 and Volume 2. We've had it behind a paywall, and we finally just decided, you know, this really deserves a wider audience. And so we just debuted the free, you know, podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast, Friday. And like I say, we're already number 16 podcast in the country, and we're at over 10,000 downloads just for, you know, since we started Friday. So we're very gratified, and I think we're up to 900 or something 5-star reviews, and so it's been very exciting. You know, we sort of thought, I think, you know, because there's so many podcasts, Bill, we sort of thought, you know.
Yeah, how do you get through? How do you stand out?
Yeah, but I guess it's the combination of filth and drinking and celebrities that seems to have piqued people's interest.
Well, I think it's kind of interesting over the weekend, you know, the mainstream media brought back a part of the dossier on Trump, you know, that came out of you know, the Democratic Party, I guess, if you want to say, or, you know, out of overseas and all this collusion stuff. But it's like the mainstream media was beside themselves to be able to talk about women urinating on themselves. And I thought, well, you know, is this the level of conversation? Is this what we've come to?
Yeah. Well, the regular news has gotten this dirty because of who's in the Oval Office. So now... You can imagine the degree I have to go to out filth just the normal broadcasts.
Mm-hmm.
It is really, I just think it's extraordinary. I think that, you know, the degree that people feel stress, and like I say, certainly according to a lot of people on both sides of the aisle, they've done polls and studies, and I think there is a exhaustion of in terms of just the number of just tweets and firings and daily chaos and breaking news and, you know, that I think is just is a little overwhelming. I think we were going to have PTSD from our phone alerts for years, even if this reality show gets canceled tomorrow, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, and I think in part, you know, Main Street America has been scratching their heads over our government. I mean, there's plenty of stuff to talk about. I've been saying for quite a while we need another Will Rogers. And in some sense, you bring that. I know Rob Reiner, you know, I appreciated our conversation because I thought that he brought some of that piece of Will Rogers to the scene to where, you know, you make fun of the stuff. I mean, you have to laugh at it. Otherwise, if you take it too seriously, then you really are going to end up with PTSD.
Yeah. I mean, he's a patriot. You know, he's. I mean, InvestigateRussia.org that he started is bipartisan. It's just for people that care about a hostile foreign government installing our president. You know, it's people that care about our democracy being attacked, which is certainly, you know, become more and more prominent Republicans now that are Trump critics. So this show has become like drunk Trump history. think it's just, you know, it was funny. That's how we first listed it. It was like, does Donald Trump make you want to drink and swear a lot? This is the podcast for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, on your future episodes, who do we have to look forward to, Stephanie, coming up?
We have, oh, my God. I mean, I've had it in the past, and I will have them back, as friends of mine are, you know, Lily Tomlin, Martin Sheen, Moby, gosh, Marcia Clark, Gloria Allred, Stephen Stills. We have coming up next week Fortune Feimster, who's the comedian, actress. So we have, you know, I've had everybody from, God, Donna Mills and, you know, Alexandra Paul from Baywatch. And, you know, we've had a wide sort of swath of people that I'm sure will continue. But it leans heavily toward comedians, heavily toward my comedian friends. I've had Margaret Cho and Mark Maron and
Do you sometimes feel like you got to hang on? I mean, when you get, you know, brainiacs like this and people that, you know, look at the world in, you know, kind of a different sort of way and bent, I would think sometimes you put your seatbelt on and hang on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when there's people, we've had Emilio Estevez. I mean, I think people that I didn't know were big fans of the radio show.
Right.
And, you know, I think really want to talk politics. I mean, there's so many people that are sort of smart and politically active in Hollywood,
right,
it's become kind of a way for them to let loose too in a sort of an environment that they're not normally in. You know, it's not like going on CNN or MSNBC
exactly.
or Fox News.
Yeah, you're giving them a fresh platform. I mean, and that's got to be especially rewarding and affirming for you
right.
and your producers to say, hey, you know, there's something here, you know, drinking on happy
yeah.
hour. Why not?
Huh? Well, a lot of people, I think when you just start hearing the talking points from both sides, they're just sick of the same old punditry BS. You know, they're just like, oh, I've heard that. Okay, this guy's going to say this, and then this guy's going to say this. And, you know, but how do we really talk about it in our living rooms or, like I say, or parties or bars or wherever?
Well, Stephanie, congratulations on the podcast. It's absolutely free now, whether you're Republican, Democrat, or anywhere in between, right? And how can they connect with
you?
That's
right. That's right. And also, if you're a conservative and you just want to see a bunch of liberal snowflakes really mad, that's entertaining for you, too.
Exactly. And,
right.
and you don't even have to drink. You can just join in, right?
That's like a conservative listening to my regular show. It makes them happy to see me so sad.
So how do they connect with you, Stephanie?
Well, you can get it, you can go to stephaniemiller.com, but you can get it anywhere you get your podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, there it is, Stephanie Miller. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Stephanie. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Bye-bye.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. George Barna is with us, Executive Director of the American Culture and Faith Institute. He has filled executive roles in politics, marketing, advertising, media development, research, and ministry, and founded the Barna Research Group back in 1984 and continues to study our culture. And, boy, you've got a question that many of us had, you know, after the previous campaign, the 2016 presidential campaign, where it seemed like America was becoming infatuated with socialism.
Well, that's in fact what we found. I mean, I first asked that question several years ago, whether people would prefer socialism to capitalism. It was kind of a lark, and I was shocked at that time to find that about one out of three people said yes, they would. So we've been asking that question in every successive survey that we've done, and now we're up to the point where 40%, 40%, wow, of Americans say they would prefer socialism to capitalism. It's kind of shocking.
It really is. Do they even know what socialism is?
You know, that was really the reason that I wanted to do the survey, was to ask that exact question. Mm-hmm. And after asking people several dozen questions without putting labels on things, just trying to get them to explain what it is that they're looking for in terms of governments and the economy and so forth, my conclusion is no, most people have no idea what either of those labels mean, either capitalism or socialism, but that really what they're looking for is kind of a, well, kinder and gentler America. And they think perhaps with capitalism that doesn't come about, because they've been taught by the mainstream media that capitalism is a bunch of greedy capitalists who are taking advantage of people, don't really care about people. So maybe socialism is the answer, but most Americans really don't know what either of those is.
Obviously, in a country that is, you know, has a constitution that's based on self-responsibility, ultimately, you can look to each individual voter or citizen of the country to be responsible for their own beliefs. But is this a reflection of what's being taught in our institutions today?
I think we have to assume that it is. I mean, when you find that, you know, Americans would prefer, you know, the individual ownership of private property to government ownership by a 12-to-1 margin, they prefer a government that takes its direction from the people rather than a population that takes its direction from the government. You know, we had a whole list of these kinds of things without putting labels on them, and people not understanding what it was that they were saying. Well, why is that? Well, it's because we're no longer teaching these things, certainly in the public schools. And so I think as we look to the future, we might want to suggest to parents, you know what, you've got to take control back of the schools. Right now the schools are telling you what they want your children to know. Perhaps it's time for you to tell the schools what it is that your children need to know.
How about the media they consume? Is that influencing them, George?
Huge. I mean, as we do our research, you know, we continually try to understand what influences what people think and why they think it. And we consistently find that the single biggest impact on what people believe and therefore what they do is the media content that they absorb. And so we're in a situation where with technology continuing to expand and give us more options for getting information, media has the dominant influence. And so naturally, a lot of the entertainment that they're watching has subtle allusions to what kind of governance we should have, what kind of lifestyles we should have. And certainly when you look at news reporting, journalism is no longer objective. Americans understand that. Mm-hmm. And yet we continue to consume that information as if it were objective.
Yeah.
And so we're being fed a lot of fake news. And yet we don't recognize it as such because we no longer have a fundamental understanding of governance and lifestyle that helps us to discern what's real from what's not.
Well, as we bifurcate the demographics here, though you say 4 out of 10, if you break it down, you look at millennials, it's over 50% of millennials would prefer socialism.
And what's really scary about that to me is, you have to understand a couple things. Number one, this is the largest generation in America's history to date. And secondly, that large generation is going to give us the future leaders of America. They're naturally going to pursue the things that they believe in. And even though they might not understand it, this is something that currently they believe in. They think this may be the solution to the kind of world that they want to live in. So we have to be concerned about that. They're going to be supported to a large extent by the prior generation, Gen X, it's sometimes called the baby busters.
Right.
Almost half of them also say that they would prefer socialism to capitalism. So the younger adults in America clearly are sending a signal that they're looking for something different, even if they don't understand what it is they're looking for.
You know, I always thought that the Barack Obama administration was a portal and a preview of things to come. Now when you look at these numbers, you can see, even with their evaluation of the Obama administration, which seems to be loaded with, a history that's been rewritten, so to speak, I might say, that their ideals are a bit prejudiced based on this information that they're receiving, not only in institutions, in the media they consume, and even their own evaluation of reality.
I think that's definitely true. And, you know, historically, you can track how we got here by seeing Woodrow Wilson as what you might consider to be our first socialist president. Mm-hmm. FDR went him a few steps better with his New Deal programs and policies. That was taken to yet a higher level by Lyndon Johnson with his Great Society programs. And then, of course, Barack Obama wanted to take it yet further and did accomplish a lot of that agenda during his 8 years in office.
Mm-hmm.
So it really has had a lasting effect. You know, people say things like you can't legislate morality, but that's really all the law does, mm-hmm. is tell us right from wrong. And so the kinds of laws that our political leaders leave us with are a legacy of morality, or in many cases now, immorality.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has a large and lasting impact on our nation.
Yeah, because when you talk about morality or mores, it reflects the culture. And so it's how they determine in their own eyes how things ought to be. And so it's a direct reflection of the culture that has evolved to this 21st century that we're experiencing.
Yeah, very much. And of course, as we've talked about before, all of this is tightly related to a person's worldview,
yes.
The way that they understand the world and respond to it. And historically in America, people were taught that your worldview should be shaped by biblical principles. In America today, whether you look at our public schools, whether you look at our media, whether you look at many of our well-known political leaders, when you look at what's being done within our family systems, biblical principles are no longer the foundation on which we develop that worldview. It's now more based upon feelings than it is upon any kind of absolute moral truths. And so that helps to facilitate this movement away from a democratic republic, this movement away from a capitalist system that has supported that democratic republic towards something that's completely different, even though we don't understand it.
Well, and of course, here we have a U.S. Constitution that our founders said was designed for a people of morality. So you let go of morality, then you let go of the underpinnings of our U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, it's true. And I think one of the things that we probably ought to mention is that that's been made possible by the fact that so many of our churches now are not necessarily helping people to think through these issues of morality and values. We're teaching and preaching a lot. We've still got, you know, 320,000 Protestant churches, 20,000 Catholic churches across the country, but fewer and fewer people are going. Less time in those churches is being spent studying the Bible. As we look at the sermons that are being preached, doing content analysis on those, we find that there's less emphasis upon biblical basics, the fundamentals of the Christian faith, and more upon, you know, how do you get happy? How do you feel good about yourself? Exactly. How do you handle your emotions? That's all well and good, but we're not necessarily focusing on the things that had made this country so strong and even feasible from the beginning, which was going back to biblical truth.
Well, in your book, Think Like Jesus, what captured my attention so definitively to your point here was that even senior pastors in the pulpit do not even hold to a Christian worldview, that overall maybe 1 out of 10 born-again Christians held to a true, what we would define as a biblical worldview. Is it any wonder we find ourselves where we are today? And even in this survey, 3 out of 10 born-again Christians believe in capitalism over socialism. These numbers are quite stark.
They really are. You know, we found that 1 out of 4 theological conservatives say they prefer socialism. When you look at the two major denominational segments in America, Protestants and Catholics, 41% of Catholics say they would prefer socialism. So, I mean, there's a lot of momentum behind that kind of thinking. And the danger, of course, is that you see movements that ultimately have great power in our culture, particularly when they're supported by the media, which this would be.
Yeah.
Those kind of movements really change the way things work in our nation. And we're in danger of that happening here because people may not understand what it is they're saying they want, but nevertheless, they're putting a lot of energy behind it.
Well, George Barna, where can the folks go for more information as we wrap things up here?
Well, at our website, culturefaith.com, we've got this report. It's called Americans Favor Capitalism, Tempted by Socialism, Ill-Informed About Both. And it'll give a lot more information than we've had time to cover.
He's the executive director of the American Culture and Faith Institute, George Barna, on Bill Martinez Live. George, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Face it, today's electric power